Hello, and welcome back to Laundry Day, the podcast I created as something to do while I do my dreaded laundry. Shh, hear that? Those are my clothes from 3 months ago, finally getting washed. I like to tell you guys stories about my life. Usually they're funny-ish. Well, I think they're funny. I think I'm hilarious, and my mom thinks I'm hilarious, so they're funny. But this one I am not completely sure is funny. Yesterday, my husband and I picked up sandwiches for dinner and didn't want to go back home, so we stopped at a little park to eat them. Well, the park was attached to a senior living center, and as we sat there, I burst into tears saying, "If we both live to 100, I'm going to have to live without you in one of those centers for like 10 years, because my husband is 8 years older than me. He laughed because he thought I was kidding until I looked up from my sandwich and just had tears streaming down my entire face. He also thought it was kind of funny because I was mean to him that whole day. He's like, "It doesn't seem like you care that much about the last 10 years in your 90s you're going to be living without me." This week's list is sort of an interactive list. We're going to guess what current slang abbreviations mean together. So you guys guess there at home, and I'm going to guess. I am not the best with these. I know the classics, you know, TTYL, the classics, BRB. But these ones are different. So this first one is AFAIK. AFAIK, as far as I know. Let's see if that's right. Yes, it's as far as I know. The next one is AMA. Ask me about. Ask me anything. Is it ask me anything? Yes, it is ask me anything. Okay. ATM. I know this one at the moment. COB. Cob. cute only. Beautiful. Cute or beautiful. I don't know. COB. Close of business. Close of business. What? Nobody uses that. There's no way. Let me know if you use that. CYT. Cute yet thankful. CYT is see you tomorrow. What? Yeah. Wouldn't have got that one. HIFW. HIFW. Here if free when. Let me see. What is that? How I feel when. Okay. I don't think people use that. HMU. Hit me up. ICYMI. ICYMI. It could you me I. In case you missed it. Okay. That sounds like something people probably use, but I never use that. IMO, in my opinion. IYKYK, if you know, you know. ISTG, instead, tomorrow, go. ISTG, let me look on this list. I swear to God. Oh, that actually makes sense. I feel like I just got in my head on that one. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I love to share my listeners' embarrassing stories. This week's embarrassing story is from our listener, Brittany, and you guys, I'm so excited for this one. Brittany actually sent in a few submissions, and I think I'm just going to go with this first one. Let's see what it says.
So my son, who was in fourth grade at the time, they were doing a Mother's Day project in class, and they were going to make these posters for their moms and give them to them for Mother's Day. So the project was list three things about your mom and then draw her a picture. So my kid decides to list: one, my mom is funny; two, my mom likes wine; and three, my mom drinks beer with her dinner. And then he took it a step further. So the picture, he drew a baseball field and we were playing catch, and in one hand I had a baseball glove and in the other I had a wine glass. Yeah, gotta love in-class projects.
That is so adorable. That's hilarious. I can only hope that when I have kids, they're that funny. I have a feeling your son knew what he was doing there. It's your brand. I mean, at least you have a brand. I love that story. If you guys have an embarrassing story, go ahead and send me an audio. You can send it to laundrydaypod@gmail.com. You can send it to my Instagram DMs or my Laundry Day Show Instagram handle DMs as well. As you know, I share a lot of embarrassing stories of my own here on the potty. The one I shared last week was probably the most embarrassing I've ever shared. This one isn't that embarrassing, but I just have really old hands. So, like, they're ancient. I just have the oldest hands. My hands are a tale as old as time, one might even say. My husband took a photo of all of us enjoying margaritas the other night, like an aesthetic photo of everyone's hands at the table enjoying these margaritas, because we went out with my in-laws, his parents, who are the best, the blast, the most fun, and we ordered one of every margarita. We went to this taco place that has a bunch. It had, I think it was 10 different flavors of margaritas, so we ordered one of each. It was just the four of us, and we tried them all. We wanted to do a taste test, and the only real way you can do it is to taste them back to back. So anyway, he takes this aesthetic photo of the whole table with all the margaritas, and he zooms in on my hand and he's like, babe. His mom is much older than me, and it's like her hand and my hand, and my hand is 80 years old. My hand is 81 years old, and we were rolling on the floor. It literally looked like maybe 96 year old hand, probably 96. And for what? I have another list. I just can't resist sharing lists. So this week's random fact of the day will be in list form yet again. Random fact of the day number one, animals that lay eggs don't have belly buttons. I don't know. I know the purpose of belly button and the umbilical cord. I don't know why this shocks me so much, but it never crossed my mind. Number two, the world's termites outweigh the world's humans about 10 to 1. That's disgusting, and no one needed to know that. Number three, if you keep a goldfish in a dark room, it will eventually turn white. That sounds like it would be true, except how long can a goldfish live in the dark? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I feel like it would die long before that would happen, but I don't know. I don't know much about that. Number four, bullfrogs do not sleep. So that makes sense. You do hear them all night. They never stop. If you live in an area, I live in Tennessee and also we're in Texas a lot, and you just hear frogs nonstop. So that adds up. Number five, pigs get sunburnt. That is so cute. I love pigs. My friends will tag me in videos of pigs because I love them and I get tears. Like, I'm talking about them right now and it's happening. Like, the tear thing is happening. I love pigs. I love them. Okay, suck the tears up. I asked you all over on my Instagram to tell me your bests. So your best hangover cure, your best and favorite TV show, and your favorite song from the early 2000s. So let's see what you guys said. I know for the hangover cure one, a lot of you were like, don't drink. Okay. Like, thank you, Captain Obvious. Are you also the kind of person that says that abstinence is the best form of birth control? All right, Janet. So anyway, my mom's like, that's true. Abstinence is the best form of birth control. Okay, shut up, Mom. All right, so best hangover cures. Someone said a Chipotle burrito. That checks out to me. I love Chipotle. That checks out. Another person said sleep. Yeah, sleep is the best. Someone else said ice cream. I just don't see that one. That one doesn't feel like a good hangover cure to me. Potato chips and a Bloody Mary. Seriously, that is my favorite. I love having a Bloody Mary to cure my hangover. If you just have that tiny bit more alcohol, and a Bloody Mary is like filling, yum, I love them. That's the best. Let's see. Another person said red cabbage. It works. No way. Really? I've never heard that. I've never tried that, but I'm willing to try that. To be fair, I don't ever really get hungover. If I have been hungover in my life, it's by accident. I don't really like to drink like that. I have kind of a 2 to 3 drink maximum these days, but there were times where I wish I knew this. My mom always said a McMuffin and a large Diet Coke. Yes, Coke. I saw someone say Dr. Pepper. Sodas are good. Don't drink. Don't drink in the first place. Avoid it. Prevention. Like, okay, we get it. All right, next question was your favorite TV shows currently on Netflix. A lot of people said Outlander, which I have not watched. Another person said Full House or Grey's Anatomy. I know everybody on the planet has seen Grey's Anatomy except for me. Lucifer, I have seen that show a couple seasons. The series called You, seen it, love it. Stranger Things or Outer Banks, seen those, love them. The Last Kingdom or Sons of Anarchy, have not seen. Halston, I've not seen that. The Queen's Gambit. A lot of people have recommended me that. I have not watched it. Let me know in the comments, too, if you have a recommendation. My Unorthodox Life. I have not seen that either. Man, y'all have some good shows. Jane the Virgin, Gilmore Girls, Level 16, Fear Street. Wow, y'all really came through on this one. That one had, like, the most answers. So those were some of the, like, overall answers I saw multiple times. Then I asked you, what are your favorite songs from the early 2000s? The classic, Bye Bye Bye. This person says the entire Paramore album, Riot. The next person says basically every song. Love that. Say Oh Sin, Epiphany by Stained. Y'all really came through with these answers. I'm going to keep doing more Instagram polls, so go follow me over there if you want to be included in the next one. So I loved watching old cartoons as a kid. We watched the Jetsons, the Flintstones, the Snorks. I loved the Snorks. But if you notice, a lot of the main characters were wearing neckties or collars or just something around their neck. Why is that? Back when these cartoons were being created, many of them were being created by Hanna-Barbera, which is a duo. It's a duo of two guys. And these guys created around 6 to 7 hours of cartoons per week. Due to lack of time and lack of budget, they came up with a quicker and more efficient way to animate, which was the things around their neck. By adding a necklace, scarf, or collar, they could leave the body the same while only animating the neck up. So that's pretty cool. They would leave the body in kind of the same position, and they would just animate the head of these cartoons, which would help them with time and with money to animate all of these shows. Have you checked out my merch yet? Let's get into a little laundry money. This segment opens up your wallet and your heart to many new things. I have some cute merch designs up on my page. Check out my designs around my latest singles. I have some orchestra designs. If you know my song Orchestra that went viral over on TikTok, a lot of you have bought those designs and I love to see you in them. So if you've bought my merch, please take a picture and send it to me over on my Instagram or TikTok. Also, why I have you. Hello. Please read a review. Please read a review. Please leave a review. The reviews are really important for getting this podcast featured on more Apple playlists. And if you're a Spotify listener, please hit follow or subscribe wherever you're listening from. I know we have a lot of Google listeners. Some of you listen through Audioboom, but please, please, please don't forget to click follow so you get notifications when each episode goes up. It's time for some dirty laundry. A lot of us have been watching the Olympics this year. We've seen some incredible young athletes competing worldwide. I know on TikTok, it's so funny. It's like people discovered that athletes who are in the Olympics are also just regular people who are also on TikTok. And so all these athletes who are competing in the Olympics this year are going viral because people just can't believe, like, they eat pizza too, like, which I think is adorable. I'm one of those people. I'm not harping on it. Athlete Simone Biles took the world by storm this year. Just to read you a few of her accolades, 2020 Olympic team silver medalist, most decorated U.S. women's gymnast ever with 31 world/Olympic medals, 2021 U.S. all-around vault, balance beam, and floor exercise champion, and uneven bars bronze medalist, 7-time U.S. all-around champion, 6-time U.S. vault champion, 5-time U.S. balance beam champion, 5-time U.S. floor exercise champion. I mean, literally, this is, we're not even halfway through the list. First woman to win 5 world all-around titles, first woman to win 3 world balance beam titles. I mean, literally insane. Simone is absolutely crazy. We're not even nearly halfway through her accolades. So if you want to look those up, you absolutely should. She's incredible. In this past week, however, though, Simone Biles has dropped out of the Olympic individual all-around competition in order to prioritize her mental health. New York Times quoted, "We wholeheartedly support Simone's decision and applaud her bravery in prioritizing her well-being." This is a statement from USA Gymnastics. Quote, "Her courage shows yet again why she is a role model for so many." This news arose just one day after she dropped out of the team finals after competing in only one of the 4 events. A spokesperson for U.S. Gymnastics, Carol Fabrizio, originally said Biles withdrew due to a, quote, medical issue. However, during a press conference thereafter, Simone Biles claimed there was no injury, thankfully. She mentioned her mental health as one of the main factors in her decision to withdraw. "I feel like it would be better to take a back seat. I didn't want to risk the team a medal because they worked way too hard for my screw-ups. This all stemmed after first rotation of Tuesday's team finals, The Vault. Biles appeared to not do her practice routine. Biles is considered the best vaulter in the world. She had planned to do one of her more difficult vaults, which includes a 2.5 rotation twist, but only completed a 1.5 twist. As the New York Times states, she is capable of landing skills so difficult and daring that no other woman even trains to do them. So when she stumbled and received low scores, people were shocked. Simone later told the press she realized she felt off and that it was her decision to withdraw, explaining that she also wanted to avoid risking a severe injury. Though coaches cleared her to continue competing on Tuesday, she said she told them, "No, I can't risk a medal for the team, so I need to call it." It's interesting. I've been seeing a lot about this online. So many people are coming to her defense, celebrities and just your regular people walking down the street alike. G-Eazy put out a post supporting her. Tons of celebrities have put out posts supporting her withdrawing. She is literally the best. These accolades prove it. You know, she's one of the best of the best, and it can become pretty dangerous to push your abilities when you're so good as she is. So I think she's exercising pretty good self-control here. Good teamwork. She's being a team player here by backing out. And I think that is very mature. I think it's a shocking decision, of course. And I know a lot of people are disappointed because they want to see her succeed, but I think she's very mature in doing so. You guys, I'm actually pre-recording this episode right now. I am headed to LA this weekend for an event for my girl Beast Eater. If you don't follow her, Steph, she is releasing a new single under Checked Records. I am signed to Checked Records as well. She's putting on a birthday crazy event, and I am so excited. I'm so excited to go to LA. I cannot wait. My in-laws are coming to watch my dog, their grandbaby, which is so sweet. They happen to be right here. So it's perfect because we, as you know, if you follow me, we normally travel with my doggie. But yes, I'm going to LA. I'm going to this event to support my friend Steph. I cannot wait. Check out the song. By the time this is out, the song will be out. I'm not going to say the title though, just for whatever. Oh, man. So I will see you next time. I hope you guys enjoyed my episode last week. Obviously, when I interview people, my episodes tend to be way longer. I like to really get in a good interview. I interviewed Courtney Govan on body positivity. If you don't mind, leave below something that you'd like to hear me talk about here on my podcast. I also wanted to do a sort of new segment where I give you guys advice. So many of you come to my DMs for advice, and I don't always have the time in my week to answer every DM. But I'd like to allot some time to be able to answer kind of questions for you guys or give you advice for something going on in your life. So what should we call it? I think we should call it, usually I'm really good with stuff like this, like rhyming things. Like I want to like rhyme the title, but I don't know. What do I want to call it? I don't know. Ask Drew. We'll call it Ask Drew for now. But if you can think of something better for next week, we'll change the segment name. So send in your questions, things you want to just kind of get advice on or whatever. I cannot wait to see what you guys send in. If you don't follow me over on TikTok, please go check out my page over there. I typically update my TikTok with musical things long before any of my other social media. I'm obsessed. I love TikTok. I love TikToking with my friends. So go follow me over there on TikTok. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this short and sweet episode this week. Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're folding your laundry, as you should, queen. Or maybe you're just sitting here watching me. Hi, I'm right here. I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching Laundry Day. I can't wait to see you all next time. Say one nice thing to one other person and make the world a better place. See you next time. Bye.